Scott Reardon from Rockford. We won the most valuable fleece.
What does that mean? What does it mean to you?
It's the value of the fleece when it's sold, what it's actually worth. When it was worth $110.
Wow, well, that's what farmers like to hear. So that's the most valuable fleece. Is that a good price?
Oh, I thought it was a terrific price.
So for the average public, what does that mean? If you have a whole bale, what's that worth for you?
A bale of that sort of wool would be up to about $3,000 worth, I would have thought.
Okay, and you've got a lot of sheep out there. Have they all got wool like that?
Not all, but a good majority have.
So tell me about the fleece. Try and explain it to listeners.
It's a micron fleece. The micron is 16.2, which is rather fine, but it actually cuts 7 kilos, which is quite a good weight for that micron.
Well, that's an interesting part of farming these days, isn't it, is to try and get the maximum amount of fleece as well as the quality.
Definitely, and that makes money.
So you've been working on your sheep and your genetics to get a bigger sheep with fine wool?
Definitely. I mean, it's been a long process, but we're getting there.
Well, tell me about that process. What does it involve?
Just classing and trying to improve all the time. The minute you think you're there, in my opinion, you're going backwards. The minute you think you've got to where you're aiming.
So you're looking at the qualities, the texture, the strength of the wool, and you think, oh, I might need a different ram, or how does it work?
Basically, once you get to a standard, we can keep just adding to it, sort of similar types, and selecting and culling hard.
Do you have the rams on farm?
Yes, definitely, and we produce a reasonably high number so we can be very hard on them, so the ones we keep are top end.
Okay, so you really think about which ones you keep, because it's all business, it's all economy.
Yeah, definitely, a lot of selecting.
So tell me about your flock that you've got out. How many sheep have you got out there, and the numbers in terms of the ones that have good wool like that?
Well, we run about 17,500. And the majority are good top-end sheep.
Primarily a wool operation?
100%. And just beef cattle, no fat lambs or anything like that.
Tell me about the country, how much you've got out there and what it's like and why it's so suited.
We've got about 13,500 acres, and it's a lot of run country, which is good wool-growing country.
And whereabouts is it, and what do you mean by run country, just so the listeners understand?
Well, it's not a lot of improved pastures. It's just sort of native grasses and timber mixed, so that it's sort of the nutritional value doesn't change that much. So it's constant feed for the sheep, which grows good wool.
Whereabouts are you?
In the Central Highlands of Tasmania.
And you're only at the Campbelltown Show for a short time, back out to the farm to get into it. Keep you pretty busy?
It does keep us very busy.
And what sort of workforce do you have out there?
Just myself and my son run the farm.
Wow, that's a lot of sheep and quite a bit of property to run, just the two of you.
Definitely, keeps us busy, and that's why I'll be heading back shortly.
Well, tell me, what's it like out there in winter? Do you get many frost? Do you get any snow?
We do get some severe frost. We've had a -9 and a -8 just recently, and the snow this year hasn't been much, but they're not forecasting that. They're forecasting a drier winter, so I assume we'll just keep getting severe frost rather than snow.
How have you been going with rains and grass growth, feed growth?
Rains haven't been too bad. Growth's been a little bit of extreme, like we'll get a big rain, all of a sudden we've got nearly too much feed, which is not good sheep feed, but we manage with it.
And do you cut feed yourselves or bring any in?
No, we just, if we need a bit of hay or something for the cows, we just buy a little bit in. Again, we haven't got the time to be cutting hay and a lot of rocks, so it's just easier.
And when's shearing time for you? When do you sell it, and do you sell at market?
We shear in August, and then once the wool's tested and that, we just decide when we want to sell and try and pick the right time, because that's such a fluctuating market. You can make a fair difference in your income if you time it right.
And we're in June at the moment. What do you think about prices at the moment?
Fairly good. Haven't sold anything lately, so I'm not following the market that closely, but from what I hear, it's reasonably good still.
And do you class yours as super fine?
No, fine medium.
And where does it end up, do you think, or do you know?
It varies. It varies on the buyers, yeah.
Do you think it ends up in suiting or in clothing? Or
I would imagine a lot would, but to be honest, I don't follow it that far through, so I'm unaware what they actually do with it.
So it goes through the Melbourne auctions?
90% of the time. Sometimes we sell some privately, or online, I guess you call that, not privately, but yeah.
So tell me, Scott Ridden, tell me about your family. Have you been out that way for long? Is it an operation you started?
No, I'm second generation. So, and the farm was basically just all bush when my father purchased it. So it's been a lot of work to get it to where it is now.
Yeah, beautiful country out that way.
It is very good country.
All right, we'll let you get back to the farm. Thanks for joining the Country Out.
No worries, thank you.